This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now then, I keep revisiting the Las Vegas shooting because it was horrific. It was the worst mass shooting in our history. 58 people killed, 851 injured as a result, though they claim that only 451 were shot. And I kind of think that might be a lower, but, that's what I've got to work with right now. It was a nightmare scenario for everyone that was involved in that. If you've ever been to Vegas with all of those high buildings around there, especially on the Strip, being out there means that when that gunfire was going off, they heard it all up and down the Strip. It's been almost a year since this happened, and we're still trying to understand just what happened that night and what motivated the killer. But recently, something changed in this little mini drama. The MGM Corporation, the company that owns Mandalay Bay, has decided to sue 1,000 or so victims of that horrific night. They have filed federal lawsuits against more than 1,000 victims and relatives of last October's shooting rampage in Las Vegas in a bid to squelch liability claims against the hotel casino giant. They own the Mandalay Bay, where Stephen Paddock was the shooter, and where he opened fire October 1st on a crowd of thousands of concertgoers at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. He killed 58 and he wounded 500. He was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It was the largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. This is the copy coming out from the declaration of this. The company's lawsuits filed in federal courts in Nevada and California noted that more than 2,500 victims and related persons have either filed or threatened to file complaints against MGM, claiming negligence and responsibility for death, injury, and emotional distress related to the massacre. MGM's suits argue that those current and potential claims against the company must be dismissed because of a 2002 federal law that grants liability protection to any company that uses anti-terrorism technology. They assert that the security company hired for the festival, Contemporary Services, was protected from liability as it was certified by the Department of Homeland Security. They said that such protection extends to itself since it hired the security vendor. The named plaintiffs in MGM suits include MGM Resorts International, Mandalay Resort Group, Mandalay Bay, MGM Resorts Festival Grounds, and MGM Resorts Venue Management. They have also said that they don't feel that years of litigation are in the best interest of the victims. Just a hunch, but I would think being a victim of this and then being sued by a very large corporation is also not in their best interest, and especially since we don't know what contributed to this shooting, what kind of incompetence, if any, contributed to this shooting. Their claim that they can't be sued since they use anti-terror technology makes no sense. The rampage was never classified as terrorism by the FBI, mostly because there's been no link to any attempt to advance an ideology of any kind. And while the event was terrifying, that doesn't make it terrorism. However, there's also the optics of something like this. In a world where businesses are typically image conscious for good reason, that makes MGM look particularly heartless. I understand them defending themselves from liability claims, but doing it this way? This decision is targeting people who have already been victimized to play up offense instead of defense, and this is despicable. In my not-so-humble opinion, if you want it. I'm not saying that MGM is responsible. I think the killer played a system that's been in place in Vegas for decades without prior incident, which is true. And should MGM be held responsible for that? I'm sort of inclined to say no. This guy here was courted by the hotels on the Strip to come there because he was considered what they would refer to as a high roller, a whale. They liked him because he came and he lost. He won enough to make it fun for him, and at the same time, he lost enough to make it good for them, too. How much he actually won and whether he went plus or minus, I don't guess it matters, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. So he played that system. And then wherever that went wrong, I mean, he'd been doing it for years. And wherever that went wrong, and he decided one day that he was going to take 23 guns to a room, which that in itself is insanity. Well, I don't know how you see that coming without, I mean, if you've ever been in a hotel in Las Vegas and the check-in desk, that is like organ, it's like herding cats. Controlled chaos. It's trying to catch an explosion and direct it in various places. There doesn't seem to be any actual incompetence at play here, just a way of doing business that may not be the best idea in this day and age. And I'm inclined to agree with that assessment. But that doesn't mean that MGM gets a pass. This is one of these things where you get out there and you commit. This is what we refer to in the gun rights advocacy as an unforced error on their part. It is a stupid, colossally stupid thing for them to do from a PR standpoint. They're going to deserve the scorn that they're going to get. Make no mistake, though. The one at fault here, the evil person here, was Paddock. Stephen Paddock, and I don't mind saying his name. I still, you know, disagree with a bunch of my friends that get out there and say, "Well, Bill, you don't need to give him the publicity. He's dead, and he was a monster." We don't say when we're talking about Hitler. We don't get out there and say, "Well, we don't want to mention his name," because yes, we do, because we can never forget, and we should never forget with this either. And that's the problem, is that, you know, for whatever reason, a year later, there's not a whole lot of information out. We can give you all kinds of forensic background stuff on Nicholas Cruz at Parkland, on the Sutherland kid in Dallas, or excuse me, the Kelly kid in Sutherland, Texas, Omar Mateen in the Pulse nightclub shooting. Aaron Alexis at the D.C. Naval Yard shooting. We'd give you all of the forensics about them and what led them to that moment, what they were doing up to this point. We don't know anything about this one. And that's bizarre. That is bizarre. We don't know what precipitated this, and we don't know what motivated this. And in the meantime, because we don't know those things, we're getting nothing. Except his lawsuit now. This lawsuit, which is it's essentially taking a gasoline fire and flying one of those firefighting helicopters over with. Except instead of stopping and picking up water, they picked up some more gasoline, and they're going to drop that from high altitude and let it hit it at high speed. Sheer genius! It's one of the, you know, some of the stupidity of some of these corporations knows no bounds. It is boundless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, before I take you down the primrose path any further than I'm going to, I want to do a real quick mention. For everybody, you know, and it doesn't matter. If you're active, if you are aging like I am, if you're trying to stay active, whatever it is, if you're trying to get up and be as dangerous as you can be, you need to go to this website that they set up for me. It's called l-av8.com/bill. And there you need to go and, well, guys, you need to buy the socks. You need to buy the T-shirts. You need to buy the sheets. You need to buy all the stuff that's infused because you're wearing and using that stuff right now. And this is priced in a lot of the same ways for the, you know, the high quality sheets. Well, they're, you know, they tend to get a little pricey, and the really good athletic socks, they tend to be a little pricey. And, you know, but at the same time, I see, you know, thousands of these things being sold every day. That does, and it's stuff that costs the same amount of money, and it doesn't do any of the stuff. The sheets have helped me retain flexibility. They've helped me recover. They help me get up every morning and get on the bike. The only thing that keeps me from getting on the bike is the rain. That's because I'm a fair weather rider. The socks. When I was in Camden, Tennessee for those 2 days, I was wearing a pair of Under Armour Urban Combat boots. Really hot, really good boots, but they were hot. It was 95, 96 degrees, and the relative humidity was like 2 million percent. It was brutal. And in addition to wearing the Sheath underwear, I was wearing the Elevate socks. And the Elevate socks, as part of the duo of things keeping me comfortable, the Elevate socks, I remained cool and dry the whole day. So, Elevate. Go to Elevate.com. It's spelled L-A-V, the number 8.com/Bill. And go partake. Because you're using the stuff right now, you may as well be using the stuff that's going to help you recover. It's going to help you stay active. It's going to make me salty by 60. So, just my own little word of advice for you, if you would. Whenever someone defends the Second Amendment and they want to cite self-defense as part of the reason that they defend it, somebody's always going to suggest alternatives. You could have shot him in the leg. You could have punched him in the eye. They'll sometimes claim that guns aren't great for self-defense and suggest people arm themselves with things like pepper spray instead. I have some pepper spray. Yeah. Case in California kind of proves how bad an idea that one really is. Here we have a pepper spray wielding attacker who ran into an armed citizen, and it didn't work out all that well for the bad guy. A smash-and-grab crew busted into a jewelry store armed with hammers and pepper spray, but they didn't know the owner had a gun. This was attempted at the Dana Catherine Jewelry Store in Studio City. It took place on May the 25th. Security video shows one man unloading a canister of pepper spray on the owner and two customers. Then a guy with a hat pulls out a hammer and starts to bash the display cases. The owner stayed calm, even though the guy with the shaved head swung a hammer at her while she was out of camera view. And that changed the game there. It turned basically from a smash-and-grab burglary into a robbery, said LAPD Detective Jennifer Hammer. When the bad guy turned his attention to the door he had to be buzzed out of, the store owner was able to grab her firearm and take a shot before the robbers escaped. And they got away with nothing because their hammers were insufficient to break the glass. And for me, the takeaway was how even with pepper spray supposedly so thick the police needed protective suits when they arrived on the scene, the store owner was still able to grab a weapon and open fire on the suspects. So how do people think that a blast of pepper spray would take out an armed attacker? Now, I know pepper spray has a place in self-defense, and I'm not saying that it doesn't, but it's limited, and that's the problem. However, it's, you know, this instance illustrates just how limited it could be. If it didn't stop a store owner, who, you know, arguably she's a jeweler. She's not somebody that goes and stands in the gas chamber and says, spray it in the face, let me inhale it. All right, let's see how long I can last before I cry like a little girl. She had a vested interest. And she wanted to end the existence of these robbers. But when you do this, you are, when you do anything but a gun, you're basically playing rock, paper, scissors. And in the event that you are playing rock, paper, scissors, then remember this. The gun wins. It beats them all. It beats them all. It is hands down the most effective self-defense tool available. It's why I'm here every day trying to help you fight to keep your right to own a gun. So we can access these tools of self-defense and would even if the Second Amendment didn't exist. And, yeah, there's alternatives out there. None are as all-around effective as a firearm. And unless something major happens in technology, that status quo will continue for a long, long, long time. This instance illustrates that beautifully, in my opinion. Gun beats hammer and pepper spray, even if the bad guys got away. But this is a win. They got away empty-handed, and the innocent didn't get hurt. That's a win. That's a W, as the kids say now. And since they already took a swing at the store owner, that wasn't guaranteed by any stretch. The other thing I'm going to point out is this almost sounds instinctive coming from this owner. You can tell that while she was hard, she was rock hard. I can tell that right now. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know how old she is. Whatever she was rock hard, and she was very determined, and that overcame all kinds of chemical attack on her. But having said that, you know, sometimes when my friends get out there and say, well, they need to be trained, the instinctive is something you can't teach. And these people, obviously, this jewelry store owner obviously had very, very good instincts. And good for her. Good for her, good for her. And the word will get out. I mean, you know, maybe they won't rob her again. I think that would be a splendid thing if she didn't get robbed again myself. Pepper spray, though, I mean, I carry pepper spray when I'm bike riding next to my gun. I carry that in the event of dogs. Because dogs are not the same as a two-legged predator to me. And if I can spray them with the pepper spray and get them away, well, I'm happy with that. But I carry the gun for the two-legged predators. Because I know that works. Every time. And I may not even have to discharge it. That's the best part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed an executive order that is setting the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Before highlighting the order, the president spoke about what the order will do.
Today, 23 companies and associations are pledging to expand apprenticeships. They will sign the pledge committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers for new jobs.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats was speaking today at the Aspen Security Forum in Denver. He again addressed the Russians hacking into our 2016 presidential election.
They are the ones that are trying to wreak havoc over our election process. We need to call them out on that. It's critical that we do so and then take steps to make sure that they are not able to do this with the election coming up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman for the week, according to the truth about guns, and by Tatiana Whitlock, the weaponized woman returns. That'll be good. She's bringing a guest. She told me the name of her guest, and doggone it, I don't remember. But that'll be tomorrow night. That's coming up tomorrow night. Stay tuned. The Parkland kids. Alas. They're beginning to feel a little desperate. Their 15 minutes of fame was coming to an end, so they had to do something. They decided a bus tour was just a thing. Not only would it make a few national headlines at the start, but it would create local headlines all over the country. And they could try and keep up the pressure on our right to keep and bear arms. To our credit, or to their credit, they're not just hitting friendly areas like New York, Massachusetts, or California. They're also going to places like Texas. I'll give them credit for that. But they're still wasting their time. Oh, yeah. Still wasting their time. Students, let's see, where's this from? Who wrote this down? It doesn't say. Why would they not give me the quote? Anyway, students who survived the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, joined young activists from Texas in a series of panel discussions on gun control last week. Their vision for gun violence prevention is in stark contrast to what with state lawmakers' plans. They're on a national summer road tour with other young activists. Their goal is to keep the gun control conversation going and get people who care about that issue to show up at the polls. Cameron Caskey was a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School when a former classmate entered his school and killed 17 people in February. He said the Never Again movement he and his classmates created is not calling for a national collection of guns, just some restrictions to gun access. I don't guess anybody ever told him about the 22,000, 21,000 laws already on the books. This is us taking a problem that has not been fixed and saying, surprisingly enough, if you look at history, not addressing a problem will not fix that problem, Caskey said. Good for you, kid. Much of the town hall in San Antonio focused on bringing change to a red state known for its pro-gun rights politicians. Panelists talked about common arguments and starting a dialogue about gun rights. Here's the problem with that. Where are they trying to start that dialogue? You do not. Dialogue is a give and take. Conversation in an activist setting is not where you only speak to people who already agree with you. Their bus tours involve setting up in places where the audience is mostly going to be made up of people who already support them. This is why they're wasting their time. They are preaching to the choir. And it is a minority choir at that. And they don't even get that they're wasting their time. That's the funniest part of it. Gun rights activists have a little interest in attending, though some do. Some show up with that stuff. But even then, there's no real dialogue being opened. But then again, they don't really want a dialogue. They aren't interested in listening to the other side. Every time I've tried to engage people like this, I'm accused of wanting to see more people slaughtered in mass shootings, which, you know, that makes me mad. But it also tells me they don't want a dialogue. They don't want a discussion. They want to lecture. This is why few pro-gun activists will attend. So they're on a bus tour to go and preach to the choir. They're reaching out to supporters. They're not actually reaching anyone who doesn't already agree with them and hang on there every word like a pathetic little sycophant, and which is really what this is all about. They're not going to accomplish anything, but they've got to feel like they are because they see all their little foot soldiers who won't accomplish anything either, but they can at least feel good like they have. Good job, kids. Starting from the desk of Rob Morse, we get this. We have over 100 and, you know, I think somewhere north of 150 million gun owners in the United States of America. And when we ask them, most people have these for self-defense. The number and diversity of gun owners is going up, and it's been going up for the last decade. Surprisingly, we never saw a similar surge in firearms education. For me and Rob and a lot of people, we sit back and go, why? Because there's a lot of firearm courses available. You can find out about them and read the reviews online. Search through them and you'll, I liked the class, but it was like drinking from a fire hose, that kind of thing. With a review like that, the presumption can be made that it was a very immersive experience, but how much did they take home with them? Were they educated or were they doused? So let's hear Rob proposes stepping back and saying, asking the question, how should we go about doing this? Which is a very good question to ask because what you're doing in a self-defense class, like the fighting pistol class at Tactical Response, which Rob and I went to, is you're taking a bunch of people and you're going to try to teach them the fundamentals of gun craft, and you got 2 days to do it. And you got to walk up and down the line. You got to correct this wrist. You got to correct this finger. You got to get people to try to rile them up, work their mindset a little bit, which is notoriously difficult to do. It's a fun thing to be a civilian and to go to one of these things. But the other part of it is this. The first day at Tactical Response is primarily very slow. You start off with the draw stroke and you do that a few times. We don't do it enough, okay? But we do it a few times enough to where the instructors are happy with that. And then they go from that to the presentation of the gun. Draw stroke, presentation of the gun. Slow, then faster. And very slowly we get into that. Day two is when we really get into the movement, the shooting. But day one is really basic fundamentals. Most people, me included, should primarily take classes like the fighting pistol class at Tactical Response because it is so heavy on the fundamentals. And even with all of that weight in the fundamentals, the problem becomes you're just not getting enough in day one. Now, the stuff that they're teaching you to do is very, very easy to retain. They have the acronym FIGHT, ASSESS, SCAN, TOP OFF. And this is you. You know, you're shooting. Then you think the shooting is done, so now you're assessing the situation. You know, you're scanning to make sure nobody else is coming at you. All around 360 degrees, you're scanning. And then you're topping off your weapon. Even if you just inserted a magazine and fired two rounds off, you are topping off your magazine. Which means you're dropping that magazine and putting another one in it. And you're getting ready to go. And you're making sure a round is seated in that. And they do that often enough. And all of the postures feed into each other. The first thing you would think when looking at that is, wow, that's just so incredibly simple. And it's so, you know, this isn't cool. This isn't that. It isn't the other. But what it is simple. It is simple. And it overcomes gross motor skill, which is something, it's a phenomenon that you get into in a gunfight. It overcomes that for you. So, interesting little take on this, pulling back and looking at things and maybe doing a little less so that everybody can absorb it. Like any training, though, once you take it home and you practice it some more. And then later on, you take another class and you keep on training. It's very easy to deteriorate set of skills that you pick up there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. All of the major television networks use their primetime entertainment shows to push a very thinly veiled gun control, pro-gun control agenda. And the leftist executives of TV apparently think that they have the power to change the American attitude. Not liking guns has been portrayed as cool for a long time, and it's an old theme that dates back to the original 1980s MacGyver series, in which the titular character avoids using guns and expresses his aversion to them. And this theme is continued with the current remake. But the push to sway public opinion really seems to have picked up. This spring on ABC's The Crossing, the sheriff's young son says, "I don't like guns," when a deputy suggests he may someday replace his father. The deputy appears discomfited by the exchange. In NBC's Reverie, main character Mara Kent is traumatized by the shooting deaths of her sister and niece. And the deaths are played repeatedly throughout the show. And in the second episode, which aired last month, Kent throws a gun into the ocean and explains she has had training with guns. So when she's asked why she threw the gun away, she says that she hates guns. And this scene touches on multiple gun control points in just 15 seconds. In the tight race, NBC may be the worst network. It seems to have given out orders for its TV shows to include some anti-gun or pro-gun control mentions. This April, in an episode of Taken, Season 2, Episode 11, tried to convey to readers that gun-free zones work because of the criminals obey the bans. Santana, played by Jessica Camacho, asks Agent Brian Mills, who's played by Clive Standen, if he is okay with this whole no-guns thing as they enter a hospital. Mills replies that it's okay because the gun-free zone means the bad guys won't have them either. Do the viewers of this show actually believe that a group of professional killers couldn't find some way to get guns into a hospital? Mass public shootings almost always occur in a gun-free zone. And the only one that didn't and hasn't, out of all the ones you know about, is Tucson, Arizona, with Gabrielle Giffords. Since 1950, that's been true of 98% of incidents. That happens precisely because criminals prefer unarmed victims in what? The gun-free zone. In March, NBC show Chicago Fire, Season 6, Episode 15, contains a scene where stored ammunition catches fire, and bullets fly everywhere, causing firemen to think that a sniper is targeting them. One of them is even seriously wounded. You wouldn't know it from watching the show, but if you're confronted by a criminal, the safest course of action for you would be to have a gun. And the police can't be there all the time to protect people, but the show only sends the message that the man would still be alive if he left his gun at home. In ABC's Designated Survivor, the U.S. president, played by Kiefer Sutherland, takes a question from a woman whose daughter was killed by an ex-boyfriend who'd been in prison. The woman claims that background checks would have stopped the ex-con from buying a gun. But there's a gigantic volume of research out there today that shows that background checks don't reduce crime. And virtually all of the 3 million people who have been stopped by a background check from buying a gun are law-abiding people whose names are confused with those of prohibited people. Background checks are expensive, and the costs are most difficult to bear for poor individuals. But it's so much easier to take a simplistic black-and-white view of the gun debate. The issue is framed as one side desperately trying to pass life-saving laws and on the other side of Republicans who use lies to derail common-sense gun legislation. I mean, it's bad enough that most news networks provide only one side of the gun control debate, but now even some entertainment shows have become vehicles for gun control propaganda. If the network's only consideration is really just entertainment value, there would be more scenes of concealed permit holders actually doing what they do every day. And some very good news, a three-judge panel, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, has upheld a lower court's decision to halt the implementation of Proposition 63, which was passed by the California voters in 2016 and set in motion the prohibition of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammo. And, Sam Paradis, executive director of Gun Owners of California, said that this is a stunning smackdown of Gavin Newsom, the man who would be the next governor. This decision is encouraging, especially since this will likely be appealed to the full court. Now, in the immediate aftermath of Proposition 63, a legal challenge was initiated. It was called Duncan versus Becerra. This cited violations of the Second Amendment, due process, and private property taking without compensation. In June of 2017, just days prior to implementation, U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez agreed with the challenge and issued a preliminary injunction stating that the standard capacity ban undermines the rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment and amounts to the government taking people's property without compensation. The judge further stated that if this injunction does not issue, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of otherwise law-abiding citizens will have an untenable choice, become an outlaw, or dispossess oneself of lawfully acquired property. And he also made the distinction that the Constitution is a shield from the tyranny of the majority. Where'd this guy come from? So, Paradis said these words are as significant this year as they were in 2017, and we fully applaud the Circuit Court of Appeals' support of Judge Benitez's that this law would have criminalized thousands of citizens who have legally owned high capacity, read that to mean standard, capacity magazines. Of the three judges on the panel, one dissented with the Benitez ruling, and there's a strong possibility that it will be appealed to the full Ninth Circuit. Now, the problem is that the Ninth Circuit is a left-leaning court, and there's a lot of vacancies on it right now that have yet to be appointed by President Donald Trump. So a lot of people are hopeful that the new judges will represent a turn from the anti-Second Amendment rulings of the past and breathe new life into the judiciary view of the constitutional rights, at least from the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit point of view, I guess. California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra weighed in last year supporting the ban, stating that Proposition 63 was overwhelmingly approved by voters to increase public safety and enhance security in a sensible and constitutional way. Except it wasn't constitutional, you gun-grabbing punk. Finally, tonight, Virgin Islands. I'm on in the Virgin Islands. And right now, two House committees are investigating Virgin Islands Governor Kenneth Mapp's emergency order, allowing National Guardsmen to confiscate legally owned firearms ahead of Hurricane Irma in 2017. And that's a good thing. Both lawmakers worried that we're talking about Ron Bishop of Utah, Bob Goodlatte of Virginia. They sent a letter to MAP this past Wednesday, yesterday, asking for documentation on the order and whether or not any firearms were actually seized under the emergency order. Both lawmakers worried that MAP's order could violate Americans' Second Amendment right to bear arms. Do you think so? Duh. They wrote, citizens deserve a clear answer on how the government of the Virgin Islands intends to implement this and any future emergency executive orders that may impact their constitutional right to bear arms and defend themselves in an emergency. Bishop chairs the House Committee on Natural Resources, which has oversight responsibilities for U.S. territories. Goodlatte chairs the House Committee on the Judiciary. MAP issued an order in September that allowed the Adjutant General of the National Guard to seize arms, ammunition, explosives, and incendiary material and other property required in carrying out the emergency mission. And that order is still in effect today. He claimed in a subsequent interview, neither the emergency order nor Virgin Islands law allowed the seizure of lawful firearms. He said the order only allowed the government to purchase firearms and ammunition through the normal procurement process. And he maintained that line in December and decried the foolish questions despite the explicit wording in the order allowing the seizure of weapons. So I'm watching, Virgin Islands. I'm watching. The inconsistency, this coming from Bishop and Goodlatte, the inconsistency between the language in the executive order and the Virgin Islands code allowing for the seizure of legally owned firearms and your public statements regarding how the executive order will be implemented is concerning and potentially jeopardizes citizens' right to bear arms. This guy is just a tyrant. Okay? He's just a tyrant. That's it. And the people of the Virgin Islands are part of America. So they deserve the protection of this government. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.